how are we going to describe 23? Well, in the 23rd Psalm, they talk about still waters. My dad's favorite thing to do, Jim, was to get a bass boat and go out in the river when the water was so calm and throw out a cane pole or a fly rod and go bass and brim freshwater fishing. It took me several years to figure out that sometimes he would catch a lot, sometimes he would catch nothing. Sometimes when he caught nothing, he didn't care, because I realized he was meditating when he was out there throwing it, but he didn't know he was meditating. It was just natural. Imagine out of that still water comes the sign of the rabbit. And all 12 zodiac signs, Jimmy, they have a strength, right? I know what a tiger's strength is. A tiger can take its paw and swipe at a human's face and completely almost take its head off with just one swipe like that. I can tell you what a snake's self-defense is, but what is a bunny rabbit? You know what the rabbit has? The rabbit has the capacity to be in a briar patch when a predator like a tiger could be above it looking for it to eat. And it could be so calm and wait for the right moment before it ever moves. It has the ability to handle anxiety and any kind of frustration. And then when its predator leaves, then it comes out in the opening. And that's the strength of the rabbit. And in an old Chinese folklore, the rabbit is closely connected to the moon, and the rabbit is a symbol of prosperity. So look for peaceful waters in 2023. Look for spiritual prosperity like you've never seen before. I see businesses, Jimmy, tripling, quadrupling. It's going to be a great year to make investments, sound investments, and a great year to upscale businesses like you and the Sage of the South, Joseph Lynn, talk about a lot on Mastermind webinars.